Case number 9757, Vera H. Menninger, northwest of Road 290, 1,900 feet north of Road 280, being Lot A within F.H. Prettyman Development. Is seeking a special use exception to place a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis. Mr. Chairman, I have the statement that is required from a physician, Dr. Brennan. Place your right hand there. State your full name and address.
Vera H. Menninger, 20658 Cool Spring Road, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Very good. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I
All
do.
Right, thank you. Make one. You make one.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
You request this mobile home for medical hardship for your sister, is it?
Yes, I do.
And her husband.
And her husband.
Okay. And this mobile home is 2848. Is it a new one?
Yes, it is.
Brand new one. Okay. And you had two physician statements.
Well, actually, one physician statement.
Huh?
One at the back, too.
Yeah, you have one.
Yeah. Good.
Two.
Got two of them. You got two? Okay.
There's a letter. Let's see it from Mr. Hunter. I don't see it from Mrs. Hunter.
Mr. Mills, the Neurological Center of Maryland, do you have that letter?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that, Mr. Mills?
Yes. Okay. I see. Okay. Mr. and Mrs.
Who is that? What doctor is that?
There's one. Well, that addresses Mr. Hunter's problems.
Brennan does one for each.
Right.
Yeah, but this one has nothing on it.
Oh, I got you. That's why the letter's
on
there.
On the one for Mrs. Hunter, the physician's statement.
Right.
There's no particulars. And I don't see anything in either letter that addresses.
Except when you get to Mrs.
Okay.
Hunter, okay?
Okay, now I see. Okay.
Can you pronounce that doctor's name?
Most everything said Mr. Hunter. And
I just want you to pronounce the MD's name there, sir. No, I'm just teasing you, sir. What is it? G-I-M-E-N-E-Z? What is that, ma'am? How do you pronounce that?
I really don't know.
Sorry, I wanted Mr. Mills to try that because I
Gimenez?
Didn't know. He's pretty good at it.
I would say Gimenez.
Okay.
I think you're correct. I've been in hearing my sister pronounce it. I think you're close
Gimenez.
To being correct.
Close enough.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's good at
okay.
it.
Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
You do understand that if this is approved, that it's only for the Hunters.
Oh, yes.
And it's only for as long as they live there.
That's correct.
It's
a temporary dwelling. It's a temporary dwelling.
And it's for a period of 2 years.
Then I have to reapply again.
You don't have to reapply here. Before the 2 years is up, you can go back to the office and get 1 year extensions at a time from the Director of Planning and Zoning.
I see. Thank you.
Well, I've come back
to you. But if you fail to do that, then you do have to come before the board again for a new hearing.
Okay. Hearing no other questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Additional questions. What type of mobile? What year? What?
The new one.
It's a brand new.
I'm sorry. You've
yeah,
already
I
asked.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll have the skirting and all the.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's okay. Hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it substantially affects adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9,757 for a period of 2 years.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9,757 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, ma'am. Yes, indeed.